Daybreak, Chapter 11, Ghosts. Daring and Care went right from the train station to Ponyville's marketplace, having secured a place on the Ponyville Line's royal car. Unlike Canterlot, there were no crowds. There was no riot, the market stalls were scattered and empty save for the few owned by diehards. Even those ponies were crowded around assorted radios and newspapers. Care walks past the Carrot Clan cart. Her eyes and Golden Harvests met for a brief moment, and when she opened her mouth to say something, Goldie looked down like she hadn't noticed her. Care furrowed her brow and kept walking. The bell above Time Turner's door jingled as Daring walked in. She looked around at the shop at the bevy of clocks ticking happily. Two young mares were seated behind a large radio listening to the broadcast.
Things don't add up. If Celestia was really on the road to recovery, she would have made a public appearance to reassure us. And to invite the assassin to try again, to hurt more innocent ponies. To end the riots, to quell the panic, to show the ponies that no, she isn't in danger, and neither is Equestria. She hasn't appeared at all. Do you really want to think about what that could mean? Isn't it irresponsible to not consider it?
Oh, expert opinions. Gotta love them.
Daring moved to the side to let Care into the shop.
You ever heard of Time Turner, Cap? No, not really.
Care loosened her green scarf.
Isn't he in that ghost story about Gasly Gorge? Ghost story?
Daring Dew crossed her forelegs.
What sort of ghost story? It was about some of the guys talking about going down the gorge and seeing the stallion running like mad through it, screaming. They try to call out to him, but he disappeared right before their eyes.
Daring smirked.
Well, that sounds like a unicorn teleport. They thought so too.
Care shrugged.
Then 5 minutes later, he ran past them again, going the same direction and disappeared in that exact same spot. They swear that up and down, he was an earth pony.
A cuckoo clock chimed too. Daring narrowed one eye.
So, what makes it a ghost story? They could see through him.
Care said.
And it happened every 5 minutes on the dot. They said it had to be Time Turner's ghost.
She cast a lazy glance over the pocket watches on display.
I went down there myself one time, but didn't see or hear anything, so I figured I was just getting hazed. Yeah, probably. But some ghosts ain't dead yet, though.
Daring flapped a wing to get the two young mares' attention.
Hey, either of you seen your boss?
Twist's head snapped up, and she bit her lip.
I don't work here.
Dinky wiped her eyes and pointed to the back of the shop.
He's in his workshop. Hasn't come out all day. He doesn't like being interrupted when he gets like this.
Tough cookies for him.
Daring Duke cantered behind the counter. She paused with her hooves inches from the handle.
Say, do you think he's heard about the whole assassination kerfuffle?
Dinky grimaced.
Probably not. Cool, cool.
Daring lightly ground her teeth.
So, how are you at bearing bad news, Captain?
I suck at it.
Cool, that makes the two of us.
She pushed down at the door handle.
It's best to just rip the bandage right off the-
She was greeted with a flash of blinding light that stabbed her eyes. She covered her face and stumbled back.
Ow, what the flying feather?! What now?
Time cranked the dial of his welding torch. The flame gradually died down from its highest intensity to a dull roar. He lifted his dark goggles and snarled.
What in the blazes is worth breaking the peace and sanctity of my workshop? I didn't know that you were hiding a stinking solar flare behind the door!
Daring shouted.
You trying to burn my retinas off? You didn't even knock!
Time Turner shut off his torch and turned back to his work. A half-finished fob watch lay over a metal grate and a pristine weld circle around the edge. He edged it closer with tongs and inspected his work.
No pony knocks anymore. They all have better things to do than announce their presence.
He pushed away from the table and swiveled around to face the door.
Well, congratulations! You have my attention! How may I be of service to-
He paused when he saw Daring. He cleared his throat and rubbed his neck.
Oh, Dr. Dew. Good to see you again.
Daring held a hoof over one watering eye and gave him a half grin.
Yeah, kinda like heartswarming on Nightmare Night, ain't it? In a number of ways.
He sucked in his lower lip.
Do you have a headache? The welding flare's a pain in the flank if you stare at it too long. Believe me, there was no staring.
She winked.
Not at the flame, anyway.
Oh! Time Turner hurried across the room to open a cabinet.
You'll hear about the test results, aren't you? I think I've discovered a few things about the material that are absolutely fascinating. I'm sure Princess Twilight will- Sparkles hurt time.
The last bits of the smile fell from her face, replaced with a level glare.
She's hurt real bad.
Time Turner shoveled a few pages of notes. He reshuffled them a few times.
Is she, now? The assassin? Bingo. Jumped her on the way to our ambush. Made the rest of us look like suckers.
Daring rubbed her gray mane.
Time. She took down an Alicorn in direct combat. She's not some run-of-the-mill madmare. She's something special. Something different. I don't even know if we can take her alone.
Care poked her head into the room. She looked from Daring to Time and back again. She then tilted her head.
So this guy's the legend?
Time Turner shook his spiky singled mane.
You might be?
Care stood at attention, chest out and head high.
Care Carrot, captain of Celestia's personal guard.
Oh.
Time opened his mouth to continue, but stopped. His mouth moved as several responses came to mind, but he settled for another.
Oh.
Care's ears drooped.
I guess I deserve that, Al. I'm sure you did everything you could.
Time Turner coughed into his hoof.
Anyways, I'm unsure about why you're coming to me with this news, Daring. I'm not exactly the go-to pony for tracking down villains.
Care shook her head and she blinked.
Did you really just call her Daring?
Time froze. He cleared his throat and waved a hoof.
Of course I meant that she's the author of the Daring Do books, and since she's so closely associated with the character, chill time, she ought to know.
Daring Do held a hoof over her chest.
Care? It's true. AKA Yearling is just my pen name. My real name is Daring Do.
Care leveled her eyebrows.
You're Daring Do. That's what I just said, yeah. As in, the actual Daring Do. Like the one in the books, uh-huh.
Care swayed her tail back and forth.
You've gone off the deep end. It finally happens. The comic books finally got to you. They're novels.
Daring huffed.
Autobiographical, slightly embellished novels.
Care grit her teeth.
So you're trying to tell me that there's really a cat monster thing living in the jungle and trying to take over the sun? Yep, and I whoop a sorry tail every time.
Daring scoffed.
That's really not the hardest thing in my books to believe. Well, I only read the first one.
Care said.
Whatever, back on track.
Daring hopped over to Time Turner and grabbed his shoulder.
Time, we need to take out the killer before she hurts more ponies, before she actually kills one of the princesses. We're running out of options. Oh, but what good am I?
Time Turner held his hooves over his chest.
I'm just a simple clockmaker from Ponyville, Daring. I'm not a hero.
Daring Do scrunched her muzzle.
You said it yourself that you're the Knight of Time. I'm not, Daring. I got out. I stopped.
He took a step back.
It's over. It got too rough, and I couldn't take it.
He took his chair beside the fob watch. He then leaned on the grates.
I am not a knight anymore.
Care rolled her eyes and walked towards the doorway. Daring hung her head and let her loose mane fall over her face. She then blew a quick raspberry.
Like heck you aren't!
She rounded the table and stood across from him. She brought her face uncomfortably close to his.
You're still a knight, and you know it.
He drew his head back.
Wait, what? If you started out anything like me, you ain't finished yet.
Daring Do set her jaw.
She picked you personally, didn't she?
His eyes fell to the watch.
Me. I was on my last legs, a grimy filly with a busted wing. No home, no family, no hope. Nothing but my books.
Daring reached over the table and tilted his chin up.
Then I joined the Royal Guard, and I got better for a little bit. I had food, shelter, friends. I had a cause. And then it ended. My wings got too bad, and I couldn't do it anymore. Honorable discharge.
Care leaned against the doorframe, one ear listening to the radio broadcast and the other to Daring.
I had nowhere to go. No pony to turn to, nothing going for me.
Daring Do let a smile touch the corner of her mouth.
But then Celestia happened.
Time swallowed, and Daring nodded.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, don't you? When there was nothing left, she just popped right into my life. She had this awesome book about ancient relics, and she said that she might know where to find the Sapphire Stone. And just needed some pony who could go after it. She gave me the supplies and sent me on my way.
She let her hoof fall from his chin, and he didn't break eye contact.
The book had solutions to all the puzzles.
Daring said.
Routes to all the traps, I got to the chamber and grabbed the stone, just as Alwizodl and his idiots showed up. And I got the heck out of there, leading the jerks through all the traps and setting them off right on top of them.
She laughed.
I got out of the temple and found myself face to face with the phalanx of the Royal Guard. They were there to stop Alwizodl, but by then, I'd sent all the goons packing.
She touched his hoof.
Time. Celestia told me that her history was precious and deserved a worthy guardian. She said that she'd never found a guardian more worthy than me. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
His shoulders trembled.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Daring Do tugged him from his chair and led him to the door.
She named me the Knight of History, then and there. She gave me a mission, a purpose. She did that to you too, didn't she?
He took a deep breath.
Yes, of course she did.
Daring Do shared a sad smile with him.
The princesses needed help, and it's up to the Knights of Harmony to answer the call. Just one last time.
She winced.
That came out wrong. I don't think I could have said it better myself.
He shut his eyes and tensed up.
Oh, but it's a hard thing of you to ask me, Daring.
Daring Dew shifted away from hoof to hoof.
Maybe. But Celestia asked first.
Kerr stood up and trotted over towards the two ponies.
What we do? We do for Celestia. Right? Celestia and Sparkle both.
Daring looked Time Turner square in the eyes.
So what do you say? We gonna catch a creep?
Time Turner sighed, and he followed it up with a chuckle.
I really couldn't imagine myself doing less. Nothing than the best.
Daring Dew shrugged a shoulder.
Yeah, that's the Time Turner I've heard about.
He snapped off a salute.
Quite. Down to business then. Woolies do we have?
Well, we got a throwing knife.
Kerr said.
Ah, yes, the wing blade. A weapon.
Time Turner walked towards the wall and fiddled with the hands of a broken hanging clock.
In addition to the analysis I've done on it, but what else? Luna recognizes her as the same Commander Hurricane who helped raise her.
Daring Dew scratched her wing.
Sounds crazy, but the evidence is there.
Identity.
Time Turner set the clock to 10:10 and pressed the face in.
Shut the door, will you, Captain?
Kerr kicked the door and latched the lock.
We thought about going after the sealed archives to just see what kind of skeletons might be in Hurricane's closet. Might give us a motive and a clue about where she'll strike next.
Location.
The broken clock let out four cuckoos. Time Turner gripped the pendulum and gave it a quarter twist.
That's a start.
The wall behind the clock swung out, kicking up dust from the room within. It was a small walk-in closet with two walls holding shelves and the third dotted with hooks. The shelves had a variety of small clockwork gadgets. Some appeared to be pocket watches and others looked to be steam engines. Bronze-colored leg guards and horseshoes hung from the back wall, surrounding a brown duster coat. Something rumbled in the back of Time Turner's throat.
Oh, but it's a hard thing you'd ask of me.
Daring Dew bumped her shoulder against his.
Yeah. But you don't have to do it alone.
Time Turner nodded.
Then, let's get to work.
He walked inside the closet and pulled the door partway closed. Kerr settled over to Daring and whispered in her ear.
Question? Why him? Why not some pony who actually wants to fight? Some pony who is actually on duty? Because Hurricane knew where Sparkle was going to be.
A shadow fell across Daring's face and she frowned.
Either some pony knows just who to talk to, or we've got a mole in the Royal Guard.
The door swung open. Daring jerked her head towards the closet.
At least we know that he is on our side.
Time Turner folded down the collar of his duster. His pockets jangled with gears and springs, and his right front leg was covered in a bronze-colored metal gauntlet. Dark goggles rested on his forehead as the strap flattened his mussed, burnt mane. Daring Dew made a low whistle.
If we're gonna do something,
Time Turner said,
we'd better do it quickly.
Daring finally convinced him, though he was a tough nut to crack, that's for sure. Now let's get on to our very tough donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Goldhard, J10 Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Lovedragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Magazine, CrazyKiller557, Nike Kruger, Dospo, MadMan10, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Michael Dale Armore, Dash of Evergreen, Rodney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brethren Mordred, Ronin Wandering, Runner Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyuchia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, CrimsonKids89, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs The Life, Milan Bjehnek, JM, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.